Home language surveys. As evidenced from the charts, students who come to the United States with a strong academic background are at a great academic and social advantage. It speaks to the level of economic and/or political means they must have had in their native country to receive a thorough education, and is more likely to readily transfer to English. With such an array of diversity of political, financial, and educational backgrounds, however, there are no guarantees that students will bring an uninterrupted, complete education with them, nor are there guarantees as to the level they will bring or how many. Here are some actions we can take and behaviors we can adopt to assure our experiences will be fruitful with our ELLs. Also included are procedures taken by schools when a new student arrives to determine language services and placement. Home language surveys. Students who enter schools from another country are given a home language survey, a series of questions asked to parents. Sometimes they're administered by the teacher, other times by administrative or clerical staff, depending on school and/or district policy. The surveys are usually shared with the teacher. The questions are typically as follows. Is a language other than English used in the home? Does the student have a first language other than English? Does the student most frequently speak a language other than English? Parent questions. What language do you most often use when speaking to your child? What language did your child first learn to speak? What language does your child most often use when speaking to brothers, sisters, and other children at home? What language does your child most often use when speaking to you and other adults in the home? What language does your child most often use when speaking with friends or neighbors outside of the home? These questions, however, while useful in determining the extent of social and perhaps even academic language use and proficiency, are not helpful in the classroom. These are the questions most pertinent for teachers to have answers to and would typically be asked to the parent. 1. What language or languages does your child read? 2. What language or languages does your child write? 3. What language has your child studied in school? 4. What languages do you use when speaking to your child? 5. Does your child understand but not speak a language other than English? 6. What languages do you as parents or guardians read? This information is useful to know how to communicate with parents or when sending documents home with the child. 7. Do you as parents or guardian read English? Some parents may speak English, but not be able to write it or the reverse. What languages do you as parent guardian write in? What languages do you as parent guardian speak? This can determine whether you need an interpreter when meeting with the parents.